We just pray for each other for a moment to hear the words, Lord, spoken personally to us. And let's also ask for Our Lady's intercession. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Jesus invites us into the darkness in the gospel when he says, what I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. In saying this, he's telling us that darkness is a part of our lives, and darkness is not devoid of God. We experience darkness in various ways, in the experience of original solitude, in the language of John Paul II's Theology of the Body, in that place where we are inside of ourselves and no one else can see in there, that original solitude which says that I have a subjectivity and interiority which is impenetrable by anyone except myself and God. We have an interiority which is a kind of darkness. No one else can be in there. And that's a place that we encounter God. We experience that sometimes as loneliness. We long so much for someone to be in there, to be able to see, to know us. And that's also part of God's design. Even from the beginning, He made man experience this loneliness, this original solitude. When God said, it is not good for man to be alone, it wasn't because God made a mistake and he was correcting himself. Oh, whoops, sorry about that. Didn't mean to leave you alone there. I guess that wasn't a good idea. No, he puts him in that aloneness, that loneliness to experience in the depths of himself that original solitude, that interiority, to discover himself as different from the rest of creation, set apart and made. Ultimately, as he experiences that original solitude, to discover that he is made for God and made for others. So it's a kind of darkness, that loneliness that we can experience, but it's a darkness and a loneliness, as we hear in the gospel, which is not oriented toward implosion, collapsing in on ourselves and becoming infinitely alone, but it's a loneliness, a darkness, which is oriented toward proclamation. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light, but we have to hear it first in the darkness. And that's the invitation, not to run away from that original solitude or that loneliness, and not to be afraid that it lasts forever, but to know that it's always open toward, and as Adam experienced, oriented to communion. There is another, but he wouldn't have gasped, apparently, if he hadn't first discovered that original solitude. We experience darkness also in the way described in the gospel in persecution, as Jesus talks about the likeness to the master, the likeness to the teacher. He makes the likeness comparison in terms of persecution. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more those of his household? We were probably thinking in that likeness, oh, then I'll be like him in love and like him in tenderness and like him in mercy, and surely that's all true, but Jesus didn't bring us to that place. The master also experienced the darkness of persecution, the darkness of feeling alienated from the world, alienated from others, and even the object of their scorn. And it plunges us, that kind of suffering also plunges us into a darkness. But again, we can be tempted to think, I have to get out of this so that I can get back to God. But Jesus is saying, no, I speak to you in the darkness. I'll meet you there. I entered into it first, and I won't leave you alone there. Listen for my voice. Find me in that darkness. And we also experience darkness in this fallen world in our own sinfulness. We find ourselves also in the darkness of our own sin, having turned in on ourselves, having isolated ourselves, having collapsed in our own self-indulgence, and imagining that we are actually alone. Sometimes, as Jesus uses the description of darkness and contrasts it with the light, we use the darkness for our own selfish, sinful decisions, as if no one can see. But even in that darkness, not that I'm encouraging you to go there intentionally, but we find ourselves there in our weakness and our failures and our sinfulness. We find ourselves in that darkness. But even there, God is there. Jesus has entered into it. He doesn't leave us alone. And in contrast to what we often think, that I have to get myself out of this, I have to climb my way out of the darkness so that I can find him again. No, we have to hear him in the darkness speak words of mercy and tenderness to draw us with bands of love. He enters in and speaks to us, whispers to us. So if we can enter into this darkness, not with the fear that it will last forever or that it's all that there is, but with the confidence that it is oriented to others, oriented to proclamation, and it is meant to lead us into communion, and we can find him already in the darkness and hear the word that he wants to speak to us today in our original solitude, in our own interiority. Let us open our hearts to allow Jesus to woo us as he wooed that virgin, Saint Catherine Take Aquitha, who was in such a strange place in her Native American tribes and so many mixtures of things, but she was able to hear him in the darkness of exclusion, her scarring, her smallpox, her blindness, really experiencing darkness and near blindness. Take Aquitha means that she bumps into things. It's the meaning of that name. But all of it is revealed even after her death, when she became radiantly beautiful, her body already benefiting from her soul entering into heaven. So let us follow her example as well, not to be afraid of the darkness of not being understood, excluded, in pain, feeling ugly and blind, and yet Jesus is there, and he woos us, and he calls us into communion with himself.